Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 113. Very excited for this episode as always. But I think, you know, the concept for this episode is super, super simple. It's something that I think about a lot. And, you know, I've done a couple episodes on similar topics. I did an episode before on why I'm adamant that no matter what's going on right now in your life, your relationships, your career, your personal life, whatever, that everything is going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Everything about you is going to be okay. Everything will work out. I've done episodes on the power of time, you know, that time can basically address any issue in your life. I've done those episodes, but I think as with a lot of things in life, I overthink them in good ways, though, in a good way, in that I kind of refuse to accept one and done answers. I refuse to accept, you know, a simple yes or no. I think it's my best and worst attribute. So I was thinking about this some more, and my DMs on Instagram are completely filled right now. I'm a little behind, but I literally have hundreds of DMs from folks telling me about things going on in their lives. It's really cool. Really, really personal things. People telling me, asking me questions about their relationships, family issues, struggles, goals, drama, ups and downs, you name it. And I was thinking about all that and then kind of my own experience and, you know, just living life, or as I like to call it, riding the lightning. That's my analogy for this episode, riding the lightning. It just kind of means living life, living the ups and downs, everything. So, you know, I was thinking about that and I was trying to put my finger on why I am the way I am, on why I'm just so confident that things will work out for the best, that, you know, everything will be okay, that I will be okay, that you will be okay, you know, even if it doesn't seem like it, or even if it seems that, you know, nothing is going right, you're floating, you're lost, whatever, I'm still very confident for myself, for you, for anyone, that everything will be okay. You know, and so on and so on. So I was thinking about this and I gave it some additional thought, and I think I know why now I say this, I live this, I think this. And that's what I want to talk to you about quickly in this episode. I think it'll really help you in your life. It'll help you live with a certain sense of enthusiasm and, of course, optimism. I think that's something I really live by, optimism. And I think it'll help you keep going even when you're lost or confused or frustrated or you're just taking L after L after L. I think it'll help you make sense of things. So I am excited for this episode. I'm going to hop right into it, but here's the regular, normal reminder for you to follow me on Instagram. It's at case.kenny. And also, quick reminder to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. I know a lot of people listen, but they're not always subscribed. So just hit subscribe. It's easy. I do these episodes twice a week. Nice, short and sweet. And I'm also going to start doing a guest interview or two every month. So I'm excited for that. I think you'll really enjoy kind of that new format. Otherwise, nothing else to tell you. I'm not doing sponsors right now, so I have nothing to sell you, nothing to ask of you. All that I ask is that you share the podcast if you can. If you can do me that favor, share it with a friend, family, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, colleague. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Message it to people. Grab their phone. Subscribe for them. It really does mean a lot to me when you do that. And of course, it helps the show grow. So if you're enjoying the podcast and you are looking for a simple way to support me, just share it. That's it. Super simple. So thank you so much. I couldn't be more grateful for how the show is growing so fast and it continues to grow. And that's all because of you. So thank you so much. All right. So yeah, so the realization for this episode kind of came from me just thinking about this some more, but also from my homie, 21 Savage. Y'all know 21 Savage, the rapper, great guy. But I was listening to one of his songs. It's titled A Lot. and it slaps. Definitely give it a listen. But I was listening to it, and there's some good stuff in there. Now, I don't necessarily endorse all of the song's message. He's talking about like snitching and serving time in the pen and stuff, and I can't really relate to that. But there's also some lyrics in there that got me thinking about this idea of just riding the lightning of life. You know, in this song, he talks about all the things that has happened to him or that are going on in his life. He talks about all the times he cheated, he lied, someone left him, he cried, someone that he was dating cried, things like that. But then there's a couple of lyrics later on where he talks about it's a marathon and that, you know, when they thought it wasn't going to pan out, he had a plan. Go ahead and listen to the song. It's called A Lot. But I really dig it. And basically, he iterates on all these things that he's done or seen, and the answer is they've happened to him a lot, and they've probably happened to you a lot. And I really was digging this, and the song was great, but it got me thinking that, you know, no matter all those things, he's still got a plan because he recognizes that his life is a marathon, and you know that takes time. A marathon takes time, certainly, and it's gonna suck. But regardless, you know, he's still got a plan. And that made me think about this. It made me realize that in my life, I can list out all the things that have happened to me. All the people, ups and downs, lefts and rights, failures, successes, disappointments, times of confusion, and so on and so on. And I could look back and recall all those things that happened or were happening, and I can remember my feelings, right? I can remember how I was frustrated or uncomfortable or just felt lost and wondering, you know, what would it take to get my life on track? I remember those feelings very vividly. And this song and remembering those feelings affirmed something really deeply for me. It actually affirmed two of my favorite quotes in the world that tie into this. And this is what I'm talking about here. It's that life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. And that you cannot connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. I love that. Life can only be understood backwards. You can only connect the dots looking backwards, right? And those quotes are attributed to Soren Kierkegaard and Steve Jobs, respectively. And I find a lot of comfort in those quotes, that life can only be understood backwards, that you can only connect the dots looking back. But the great thing about that is you can do that. You can do it every time, that you can look back and understand why things happened the way they happened and why they're working out the way they're working out. And seriously, like, this is a really, really powerful mindset to have that looks at life in a certain way, that right now, just like 21 Savage, you have a lot of things going on, things that throw you for a loop, things that confuse you, things that make it hard for you to believe that you'll find your stride, your pace, you know, things that just, you know, make you confused and wonder what the heck you're doing. But that if you trust time, the greatest asset we've all been given, like I said in the intro, that you will be able to connect the dots looking back. And that's trust, and that's faith. And maybe I'm overly confident in this or delusional or whatever, but I have so much faith that I will always be able to connect the dots in my life. I'm really confident in that. And it's because of this idea that I know I'll be able to make sense of what's happening in my life, the good things, the bad things, everything in between. And that really, really energizes me. It really does. It energizes me to not be passive. It energizes me to know that I can handle anything, that I am capable of handling any experience, any person, any discomfort in my life, because I know I'll be able to make sense of it eventually. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but I know that I will be able to connect the dots. I know that I can ride the lightning, so to say, now and connect the dots in the future. I know I can, you know, and in fact, it's because of this realization that I've come to, I really want to ride the lightning. You know, I want to ride it more. I want more experiences. I want more lefts and rights and ups and downs and people and perspectives. And the reason I say that is because the more experiences I have, the more dots I have to connect in my life. And the more dots I have to connect in my life, the more perspective I have. And the better I get to know myself. And the result of that is I'm fuller. I am more of a whole person. You know, and that's a big deal to me. That's what I'm all about. I talk about it all the time, about minimizing regret. So I think that eagerness to connect the dots is everything. You know, I trust in my faith that I will figure it all out. And I want you to have this same sense of self-assurance. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it faith. You can call it trust in yourself, trust in the universe, trusting your gut, your intuition, good karma, whatever. But I want you to hold this idea in the front of your mind that you will without a doubt, be able to connect the dots. Not right now, but you will be able to. And, you know, you might be like, oh, this is a nice case. This sounds good in theory. But, you know, how can we be that optimistic? We can't all be this optimistic. You know, life is shitting on us right now. How can we have this attitude? And I completely get that. You got to remember who this is coming from. I'm still a pretty skeptical, cynical guy. I tend to question everything, so I respect that. But here's the way that I look at it in a more simple way. I think we can all agree that whatever happens in life teaches you something. Could be big, could be small, but I think we can agree that, right, at minimum, that every time someone takes you for granted, you understand what you don't need. That every time you don't get what you want, you understand a little bit more about what is important to you. That every time you don't do what you should and you disappoint yourself, you understand yourself and what drives you a little bit more. That every time you travel to a new place, you understand how much opportunity and perspective there is out there. Every time you go on a shitty date, you understand more and more of what you want in someone else or what you don't want. That every time you go to your 9-to-5 and you just drag through the day, you come to understand a little bit more about what excites you, what doesn't. You know, I think we could agree those things, right? It's input and output. It's pretty simple. Things happen and you learn from them. Rinse and repeat. I don't think there's any denying that. And when you consider that fact, life is just all of those small realizations put together, but in reverse, connecting the dots looking back, right? I remember when I had just graduated from college, I was interviewing for a job in consulting at BCG, at Deloitte, those kind of places. I was going through all the interviews, and I remember Deloitte specifically going through all the motions there, like 5 rounds of interviews. And then one day I finally got the call that I didn't get the offer. And I was pretty devastated. It was kind of end of the world type thinking for me. I would never be successful. All my friends had 6-figure offers, multiple offers on the table. And they were working at the big 4 or in finance. And I couldn't even get one offer. So that sucked. That was a struggle. Or I remember, you know, a year and a half ago, I came home from work one day and my ex-girlfriend had just completely moved out. Moved all her stuff out. Poof, gone. No words. Nothing. You know, that kind of sucked. That was a struggle. I can recall dozens of times professionally or creatively when I was told no, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't popular enough, that I wasn't influential enough, and I wouldn't get the deal, whatever. That sucked. That was a struggle. But now I've connected the dots on all of those things, and they all make sense, truly. You know, I know why I wasn't meant for Deloitte. I know why my ex wasn't right for me. I know now not getting that deal has made me more stubborn and poured myself into improving my craft. I know why I didn't get that deal. You know, those are all positives that came from that struggle. And if I go back through my life and I look at each struggle and make sense of it today, then in my mind, those things aren't really that scary anymore, are they? That now, because I can connect the dots like that, looking forward, there's nothing too big or too uncomfortable or too intense or too scary to deal with. Because I know that no matter the result, I can connect the dots looking back. It might take some time, but I know I can do it. And that really does wonders to remove the fear of the unknown in my life, fear of open-ended questions. And I know now that the struggles in my life, the struggles in your life, they can be the greatest, most powerful, unwanted gift you'll ever get. You might not want them, okay, but you're going to get them regardless. And if you can embrace life with this mentality of riding the lightning with confidence that no matter what happens, you'll be able to connect the dots, you'll understand what it means that when I say, I don't think you'll ever lose with that mentality. You literally cannot lose with that mentality. And I want you to make that the mindset that you carry with you. I want you to make that mindset the new reality in your life because as they say, if it's on your mind, it will be your reality. So my question is, you know, what do you want your reality to be? Is it second guessing yourself, doubting yourself, overthinking everything that happens to you? Or would you rather have just a cool, calm confidence that everything happening, everything that has happened, everything that will happen will make sense one day? That you will be able to connect the dots one day and that you can prove that to yourself right now. You could do this. It is an exercise. You can literally right now or after, I'll wrap it up in a couple minutes, pick a thing or two that has happened to you in the past couple of years, something that really threw you for a loop, threw a wrench in your plans, and consider it now. You know, can you make sense of it? Can you connect the dots? I think you can if you're real with yourself and you're vulnerable. So do that and prove to yourself that you are capable of connecting the dots in your life and truly believe it. You know, make that the reality in your head. And I think then you'll start to approach life a bit differently. You'll crave more experiences, meeting more new people, taking more risks, whatever, because you'll come to realize how powerful it is to live with the confidence that no matter what, you will be able to make sense of it at some point. And to go back to what I said in the beginning, it's because of your ability to do this that I am confident that everything will be okay. It absolutely will be. You will be okay because your reality is one where no matter what's happening, you know that you can and will make sense of it. You know that you'll understand why it's happened. You know, do you believe this? I really want you to believe it because living like this, it's made me a lot happier, a lot more secure, a lot more centered, a lot more confident. And through living this way, I've come to affirm that without a doubt, 100%, you know, that what is supposed to happen will happen and what is meant for me is meant for me. And I don't have to force anything. I don't have to stress thinking about this. I don't have to wonder if I'm living the right way or the wrong way or with the right people or the wrong people or if I'm going too fast or too slow or anything like that because I know that right now I don't have the answers and I don't have to have them. But what I do have right now is this confidence that I'm living in a way that's right for me because I have faith that it's all serving me right now. And no matter what, it will make sense in the future. The lightning will make sense. Just because it doesn't right now doesn't mean I won't find what I'm looking for. Doesn't mean I won't end up where I belong. I know I will. I know that I will be able to look back, connect the dots, and know why everything had to happen the way it happened. And until then, I'm just going to keep riding the lightning. And I want you to as well. I want you to keep your head up and have faith and make that the reality you carry with you and watch how your life changes when you do that. So that's it. Ride the lightning. That's the analogy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Share it with someone who is super headstrong, super confident. Tell them how proud you are of them to be able to weather any storm. Or share it with someone who might be struggling a bit and needs that reminder that they will be able to make sense of this all someday. So thank you for sharing. It really does mean a lot to me. Follow me on Instagram at case.canny. Let me know what you think. Like, comment, share, DM, do the whole thing. I love chatting with you all. And be sure to listen to next episode dropping in a couple days. It's with Ryan Serhant, and I think you're going to love it. So until next episode, I'm out.